BBC, Holby City, starring Hari Dillon as Michael, Guy Henry as Hanson, Layla Ruiz as Sahira, and Adam Astill as Dan. See You on the Ice, by Dana Fanaru. Previously.
One in five nurses have been cut, and Hanson has handed you a 50 grand project after you insisted you could lead it. So lead it, or go!
Even though I know it's not what's best for this hospital, I simply can't let you go.
The villa is lovely.
Lovely enough for a honeymoon. Marry me.
Greg sees Stephen kiss him.
You're going to convince the powers that be to give this place FT status.
And if I fail?
That'd make you captain of the Titanic.
This is a girl who lost both her mother and grandmother to breast cancer.
I promised her and myself that I would never have to go through what she did.
It's leaked everywhere. It's got to be some kind of faulty implant.
If you think for a moment I would compromise a patient's health for the sake of personal politics, see you on the ice.
Michael's asleep in the call room, tossing and turning uneasily under the duvet. He wakes drowsily, a sheen of sweat covering his face, and reads the alarm clock with dismay. On Darwin.
Why are they still here?
No porters, staff shortages. Look, don't blame me.
Oh, brilliant, because I'm not busy enough as it is.
Good morning.
Not.
This might cheer you up. You finally made page three.
An article.
Yeah, well, this is what the future really looks like. Admin hell. HR unaware of vacancies, so no one signed off on agency staff, and now no one has to report to Hanson. Everything's stalling. I have been chasing my tail all night.
Did you mean to wear this dress? We have three admissions from AAU.
Oh, no, we don't. Look, Lakey, just go and tell them, OK?
Lakey. It's a not a laugh. Put your tongue behind your teeth and you blow.
Tell you what, girls.
Coffee.
And when I'm down there, I'll see if AAU can't hold them for a wee bit longer.
Cool it. Our tops and you're out of here.
Spit it out.
Theatre is saying you've double booked your patients for today.
What? No. No, impossible. Sessions are overrunning.
Sorry, I've got to go do the drugs run.
Enough!
Hanson's in his office, watching the bird hop happily over the desk and a magazine which is open on Sahira's article, scattered with breadcrumbs. Outside, Sahira marches up to his door.
One moment, please. Come in. Ah, Miss Shah, and I see from your face you've not come for coffee or croissant.
Henrik, you do realise that while you're tucked away here in your bunker, there is a massive communication breakdown going on. Elliot's on holiday, Jack's away, I am drowning in paper.
And you are a victim, therefore, of your own success, I'm afraid. Look, let's face it. The cardiac trauma unit is a visceral example of clinical excellence and a much-needed morale boost for this hospital at the moment. And the cardiac trauma unit is, after all, you. People like you, they defer to you, they trust you. And if you're good at your job, it makes it a bit harder.
Yes, but...
I know only too well it comes with the territory. If anyone can weather the storm, it's you. Anything else?
She reads her pager and leaves.
What is going on here? Is this a hospital or a refugee camp?
Oh, man, look at this. A lap common bowel duct expiration. Yes, yes. The Eminem show taking over your blocks.
What?
Eminem, you and me. See what I did there?
No, no can do.
What?
That is going to take me into overtime and not the good kind. Without wanting to rain on your parade with 6 weeks to go, what is the point? I'm done taxing myself. I want to see my kids once in a blue moon.
Oh, come on, Spence. You can see the state of this place. We need all hands on deck.
Fine, then call Hanson. What, am I the only GS consultant in this dump? Forget Petrenko. She's handy with the scalpel.
Hey, Swede's not operating at the moment.
Are you kidding me?
And Petrenko's still AWOL, not taking anyone's calls. Answers on a postcard.
All right. What do we got?
AU transfer. Female patient with a deep laceration above the left eyebrow. Rose McNamara. In fact, you should know her. Says you did a double mastectomy and a reconstruction. Rose.
Mr. Spence, that your new boyfriend?
Chrissy's working in her office when Dan walks up to the window.
Hey!
She hurries out to see him, grinning, and gives him a hug.
I missed you.
When did you land?
About an hour ago. But the warthogs say they were swamped.
My hero.
Yeah, nothing to do with a certain girl I just had to see.
Girl. Say that again.
Girl.
Look who's here.
Hey.
Hey.
How was your trip?
Good.
I've come to chase up that favour.
Yes, yes, we'll keep them. Anything for the best man.
Thanks for that, Chrissy.
Right, seeing as though you're here, you can help me with bed 7, made in Chelsea. Got thrown off a horse, very anxious, she'll miss her flight to Nice.
It's pretty nasty, Rose. How'd it happen?
I slipped in the supermarket, floor was wet.
Have you had any blackouts or felt any dizziness?
I feel a bit sick.
Okay, well, your x-ray is all clear, so you're probably just slightly concussed. Just make sure you stay awake.
It's nice to see you again. I did want to come back here, you know, for the implants. I wanted you to do it. But they said you were away and I had to go to St. James's. Plus, Brendan thought it was for the best, so...
Brendan?
She shows her wedding ring.
Wow, quick work. Congratulations.
Well, when you know, you know.
Will you see if Mr. Porter's available to do the procedure?
Sorry, I don't understand.
I am not authorized to perform plastics procedures at the moment. As a matter of fact, you should not have been referred to me in the first place.
But that's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, it's out of my hands.
I'm sure they can make an exception. Well, how long will I have to wait for this guy anyway? Who is he?
He's a plastics registrar.
So not as good as you, then?
No, he's okay, I promise. I tell you what, I'll just call him for you myself.
Rose looks worried.
Then she broke into a canter and straight into a gallop, totally random. First thought nothing of it. Then my arm just ballooned, and I had to stop packing.
Oh, dear. Well, that is a catastrophe.
Did you say your name was Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Hamilton. Are you sure we've not met before?
I don't think so.
Ah, that's it. Got it.
What?
St. Michael's. You went to St. Michael's. Olivia Grandage. I went to St. Augustine's.
Ah, it's all coming back. Prep schools, adjoining ones.
You don't say.
I knew it. You used to date Tilly HD.
Uh-huh.
As in high definition.
Huntington Daily.
How the devil is she?
I haven't got a clue. Last I heard, she was getting married to Cosmo Westbury.
Oh, long divorced. Good old Tills. How about you? Weren't you engaged, like, twice to a... thingy, Anna Mears? Can't remember the name of the other one, but presumably you and she are now.
No, that didn't work out either. This is my fiancée.
Anyway, seeing as they were slightly snowed under.
Yeah, of course. Good news, it's not the Ebola virus. Bad news, I'm afraid you can forget about Nice for today.
Oh, you are joking.
Afraid not. I'd like to do x-rays and all the rest, please.
I'm on it.
Thank you. Excuse me.
He follows Chrissy.
I'm sorry about earlier with Greg.
You could have told me that you haven't even asked him yet. Saved me looking like a fool.
About that.
Thought you were off.
Yeah, right. So they both fell together?
Yep, right through the conservatory roof.
And when did they radio?
20 minutes ago. Looks like we'd be working on them on the way to the theatre.
Thought he was due at a theatre 15 minutes ago. Yeah, as soon as, thank you.
Dog with a bone, that one.
What?
She's on you, bro.
Ah, great.
I'm playing. What's the big deal? She was referred here. Just treat it as GS rather than plastics.
In this climate, gotta play by the rules. Especially me.
Screw the rules. Just fix her up and let her go rather than stew here for hours looking for some junior registrar.
Yeah, hey, if I could, I would. All sorted?
Yeah, I think so. Just go ahead and do the procedure. Yeah, I know. I'd have expected her to run a mile at the sight of you, but... she's aware of the facts, and she's still adamant that she wants you. She says that there's no one else who would do a good enough job on that scar of hers. And she may have a point there. So, what the patient wants, the patient gets.
I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
I'll hold your hand.
Look, Michael, I commend your caution, but it is just a few sutures and a blast of your legendary charm.
Greg and Sahira run outside and chase an ambulance to the hospital entrance, opening the back doors as it pulls up. They both stare at the bloodied man and boy lying on top of each other, joined by a metal pole running through both of them.
But, can you hear me?
Nigel, that buffoon from the engagement
party. He's not a buffoon.
Well, you weren't there when he asked me had I ever been with another woman.
That would go back a long way. He's a good bloke. He's solid as a rock, heart of gold. He's going through a bit of a rough patch with his girlfriend at the moment. I thought he could use a pick-me-up. It just occurred to me that the wedding...
You've asked him already, haven't you? Have you and Greg had an argument or something?
Of course not.
Well, he seemed a bit cagey earlier.
What?
Nothing. It would have been nice if we'd have discussed it first.
Come on, it's my decision.
Side room, please. All right, well, we'll talk about this later. You've got to get on and... So do I.
Don't be like this.
No, you're right. It's your decision.
Listen, you. Let's not fall out over the trappings. We're getting married. The rest of our lives to bicker.
I've each had 15 milligrams of morphine at the scene. Gavin was GCS 10 on arrival. He dropped to 7 on route. Woody was GCS 14 on arrival.
Okay. Careful. It may be close.
Thomas, we're dead, okay?
On my count, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, my name's Sahira. You're going to be fine. We're going to take good care of you.
She's all right. Try not to talk.
Your dad's asleep. No, he can't talk. But I need you to keep your strength, all right?
It's okay.
Try and keep quiet. And we're going to do our best to make him better, but I need you to help me.
You're not in a sulk because I got married, are you? Joke. Come on, Mr. Spence, crack a smile. I hate hospitals enough as it is.
What is it with you? You heard what happened here. Anyone else would ask for another doctor.
I'm not anybody else. And I owe you. No, really, I do. I remember that day, what you did for me. You gave me the confidence to get out there, and I'd have never met Brendan otherwise. I mean it, you changed my life. I feel safe with you.
Well, I guess what they say about blondes is true, huh?
And you look gayer than ever.
Let's get you scanned.
Out of the way.
Mom.
Gavin's 86 dollars. Mom. 120.
It's
46
okay.
Dollars. 100. Start red 100.
Let's get some more lines. Cross match 8 units each. Right. Get the fire brigade set up for theatre. Paige Manning and Mr. Hanson. We need a team of boys. We're going to Gavin once we separate. Stay still. Okay, stay still. We need x-rays and get a radiographer in here.
Both sets know to be in centre.
Yeah, get copies to Kellogg.
This is it, Mrs. Blackman. Thank you.
It's fine, okay? It's gonna be fine.
Can we get Oleg blood before the cross-match comes through? And we need a chest x-ray.
Okay. His sats are dropping. He's in distress. We need to intubate him.
Can someone take care of the mum?
You need to sign this order form for the trauma series x-rays.
And the cross-match blood. The trauma blood.
I'm going to intubate.
Sahira?
She's distracted by the distraught mum. Hanson's staring into space. Then he answers his phone.
No, I thought I made it clear. Until I've completed the FT application, my surgical list is suspended. I'm sure Mr. Spence is more than capable.
How are we doing?
Gavin's BP 80 systolic, tachy 120, sats 90%. Woody's BP 110 systolic, pulse 120, sats 95%.
Have we given Gavin more blood?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Let's separate them. Stand by.
With Gavin and Woody lying on their sides, two firemen come in dressed in scrubs and use a large handheld device to cut through the metal pole.
Right. On my count. 1, 2, 3. Easy.
They roll the dad onto his back.
Get me a chest and pelvic x-ray and a C-spine. I'm gonna go talk to the mother.
Montegia fracture. Classic.
By the way, could you smell booze on her breath?
Can't say I did, no.
Right. Well, I'm afraid niece is definitely off the cards.
Oh.
You've managed to both fracture and dislocate your arm. The best way to sort it out is to take you into theatre.
No, no way. I don't want an operation. What else can you do?
Well, we could try and manipulate it manually.
Right, let's do that then.
Okay, but we'll have to wait for the swelling to go down, which will take time. And I should warn you that the manipulation may well be very uncomfortable.
No worries. My father was in the Navy.
I see. Stiff upper lip.
Absolutely. Say nothing and smile.
Is there anyone I can call for you?
No, there's no one. But seeing as I'm grounded, can you get me a cup of tea, nurse?
Actually, it's sister.
Bigging up your part, sweetie. Please.
I'll get someone to do that for you.
Right. Wait a bit. Pop the arm back in and then plaster it for you. Okay?
Can I have a word, please?
Someone's in the doghouse.
Let me take you to your wife, Mr. McNamara. Mr. Spence is in theatre right now, but
Michael Spence. Michael Spence treated my wife.
Sahir is with the mother.
I don't want to mislead you. They're both in theatre and in critical condition. We don't yet know the extent of their injuries. Mrs. Blakeman.
I was in the shower when it happened. Suddenly this bang. This bang and Woody screaming.
Is there anyone I can call for you?
Loud scream and an echo. And that's when they must have hit the glass, because I heard this crunch.
I have to get back to theatre.
I told Gavin not to go on the roof. I told him. Leave it to the builders. Don't do it yourself. But he wouldn't listen. Nobody was always following him around like a puppy everywhere.
Are you sure there's no one I can call for you? A friend? A relative?
No, I was in the shower. I was in the shower doing the shopping list in my head. That's when I heard. House is like a building site. They must have just slipped. I didn't know. He went up there. And when I heard, it was too late. It was too late. There was nothing I could do.
Katie. Listen. Your boys need you.
Yes.
Now, I am going to do everything I can for your family. I will keep you in the loop at every stage. I promise.
I'm really sorry, Miss Shah. You're wanted?
Oh, God, look at the state of me. Gavin's always saying if it was up to me, I'd do the school run in my pyjamas.
Don't worry, we'll sort you out. Change of clothes.
Thank you. Because God help me if when he wakes up and sees me looking like a dog's dinner, right?
Gavin's lying on his side, unconscious. Michael checks his x-ray.
So, no scatter. What about Rose? Husband here yet?
Yeah, he's here. They're fine.
Okay, let's set up warm saline and a bear hugger. All right, people, let's fix this poor guy.
All right.
Give her 1 liter of Jello, and I want 2 units of Oneg in theatre. Oh, there's a change of clothes in my locker. We can't leave her in that bathrobe. Oh, theatre. And don't tell her anything without my say-so, okay?
All right, gonna need to remove the spleen. Shot to pieces. You do the aorta. I'll take the liver. Ah, crap. All right, Malik, start packing. Suction.
It's just bleeding out.
Oh, no. All right, charge at 200.
Michael grabs the paddles.
Clear.
Damn, there's a lot of scatter.
We couldn't get adequate neck imaging.
Well, we need to know the exact position or we can't get the pole out right. Let's get a spiral scan before his stats drop, and I want a GS in here.
Shall I try Griffin?
No, Mr. Hansen. Tell him I insist.
I didn't authorise this.
It was the smell. I actioned them with the initial bloods. It's a good job I did. She's obviously been on a bit of a bender.
Right.
Anyway, I've ordered LFT, so we'll see what that brings up.
That's entirely unnecessary.
You don't think anything's going on?
Look, are you sure she's not just rubbing you up the wrong way?
Dan, I'm concerned that you're being swayed by the fact that you know her. You know what you're like with confrontation.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Is this about Greg?
Well, have you explained it to him yet? He's your best friend. He's going to be upset.
Listen, this isn't like the whole bridesmaids thing. It's not going to be handbags at dawn. I will tell him, in my own time, in my own way.
Gavin's not responding.
Let's call it Michael.
Not yet.
Michael.
They watch the monitors, then Michael puts the paddles down.
You call it.
The wife, Katie, comes out of a toilet cubicle in a change of clothes and carrying her pink dressing gown. In theatre, Sahira watches Greg listening on the phone.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
He walks up behind her.
That was Malik. Gavin didn't make it.
Right. Let's stabilise Woody, get him into ITU until we know more. I'm going to have to tell Katie.
As Katie walks down the corridor, she watches a nurse say something into Hleiki's ear and hand her a file. Then they both look round at her nervously.
What's happened? No, something's happened. What's happened?
I'm really sorry, but I'll have to get a consultant.
No, no, you don't. You have to tell me.
I'm afraid...
Tell me, please. Please don't do this to me. Just tell me.
She grabs Woody's file. Michael's asleep in the locker room.
Michael.
Yeah. What?
Rose's MRI scan. You tell me it's showing nothing. Man, you look like crap.
They head out together.
There's nothing more you could have done.
Let's take a look at this. At least that's good.
Just to give you the heads up on Clark Kent? Not sure he's your biggest fan.
Mr. Spence, this is my husband, Brendan.
Mr. McNamara, it's a pleasure. How are you feeling, Rose?
She's been sick a couple of times and the head's no better. Rose?
I'm feeling a bit crap.
Well, your head CT has come back fine. We can give you some more painkillers and some anti-sickness meds.
Really? How much longer is she going to have to wait?
Brendan?
Can I have a word?
Sure.
Read all about you in the papers. And I'm really not happy about you treating Rose.
I understand. But today's procedure is superficial and extremely straightforward. She can remain awake for it, and I'm confident that we can have her up and out of here within the hour as good as new. After that, none of us have to see each other ever again. Deal?
He nods and Michael walks away. Clakey's with a distraught Katie.
I want to see my baby. I need to see him. Oh, God.
I'm going to have to go phone theatre.
Please.
Thank God you're here. I'm so sorry, but she grabbed the file.
It's okay, it's fine. I need to see him.
Please. Can I see Woody?
Of course, of course. We'll be moving him to ITU shortly before we're taken back into theatre. I'm so, so sorry about your husband.
He's just looking out for me, you know.
It's totally understandable. Let me know if you feel anything.
He's the best. He does everything for me, everything.
Yeah? How'd you guys meet?
The Maasai Mara, of all places, on safari. I'd never touched any of the money Mum had left me, but after you did my reconstruction, I decided to take Dad. I mean, you've got to do these things while you can. You know those sunset hot air balloon tours? What I was thinking, the way I am with heights. Well, I freaked out a bit and Brendan just totally chilled me out, pointing out a baby hippo and force-feeding me champagne.
Rose, are you okay? Rose.
I'm cold.
She's shaking and Michael looks concerned.
I'm so sorry about Gavin. And I know the confusion can only have added to your distress.
This isn't happening.
Would you like to see your son?
I thought he was dead. You made me think he was dead.
I know. And it's unforgivable.
You called for me, Miss Shah?
With Rose.
Did
fever's at 39.9. What are we looking at?
No idea, unless it's some weird reaction to the anesthetic or the painkillers. Rose, listen to me. Has anything like this ever happened before? Have you taken any medications? Any inoculations for Africa?
Could that be causing?
It's a possibility.
What the hell's going on?
We're not sure. She's having what we call a Rigor episode. Now, has anything like this ever happened before?
No. What have you done?
All right, push some Hartmann's, run FBCs, U's and E's, and I also want to run some thyroid function tests.
She was fine before you touched her.
Michael ignores Brendan. Chrissy's with Olivia.
I'd forgotten all about it. You took so bloody long.
It's a busy ward, not Downton Abbey.
No, I didn't say I didn't want it. I'm drier than a witch's teat.
Are the painkillers kicking in yet?
A bit. Look, darling, I hope I didn't offend earlier, talking about the old days and the ex-fiascos. Word was, neither of them were right for him. I'm sure your sister right.
Mr. Hampton should be back soon.
No sugar?
Would you like me to get you some?
No need, there's some sweetness in my bag. If you could just...
Chrissy gracefully gives her the handbag. As she walks away, Olivia takes a half bottle of vodka out and pours some into her tea. She sits back and sips it, smiling with relief.
I mean, did it not occur to you, Nurse Jones, to double-check the identity of the deceased before informing the relative?
Yes, but it wasn't like...
At any rate, it's the responsibility of the surgeon to manage the situation. Truly, Miss Shah, is this what you call putting the trust back into Holby?
That's not
right. Right, where are we with the boy?
Spiral scans.
So the pole missed the heart, but is perilously close to the pulmonary vessels. Well, I think we're going to need another surgeon in on this one.
Quite, which is why I called for you.
Isn't there anybody else?
Henrik, this boy needs the best.
Very well. Let's go and see the mother, outline your plan of action, try and salvage a modicum of dignity from all this, and at least appear as if we know what we're doing.
As Sahira follows him out, she tears the magazine article about her down off the pillow. On Keller.
I don't get it. Nothing. Nothing is showing up.
Hey, calm down. You need to get a grip, okay?
No, you don't understand. Every time I see this girl, something happens. First the implants, now this.
It's nothing to do with the procedure, and it's nothing to do with the implants. They've been replaced.
Oh, we need to run an ultrasound.
Come on in.
At the cafe.
The thing is... Thank you.
Nigel's my oldest friend. Plus, he needs to pick me up. And to be honest, I thought I was doing you a favour. I mean, making a speech, getting up in a monkey suit. Not really your bag, I wouldn't have thought.
Bull.
Rose's ultrasound.
What is it?
I don't know, but I am going to find out.
I'm scared. Do you think it could be cancer?
Rose, come on, start.
I have these nightmares. It's always the same one. I feel fine. I look fine, but... Well, they tell me I'm dying. It's growing somewhere inside me. Then I wake up and I tell myself I'm being stupid, that everything's all right again. But the fear doesn't go away. You can see something, can't you?
Hang on.
It's a tumour, isn't it? Isn't it?
No, it's not a tumour. But I think you may have an abscess. But we need to get you to theatre immediately. Mate, you have seriously got your wires crossed here.
I know what I saw, Dad.
Oh, come on. I mean, this is me we're talking about.
Look, mate... I don't care who you are or what you are, but let's just say a lot suddenly fell into place. But whatever's going on with you, you definitely need to tell Chrissy.
Why are you being like this?
Why am I being like this?
You know what? I don't have time for this.
I'm extremely sorry for your loss. I can't apologize enough for the distress that we've caused you. I can only give you my word that from now on I intend to be kept fully informed.
I just don't want anyone telling him about his dad, okay? I'll do that.
Right.
So what happens next? Can you just get that thing out of him?
Yes, that's the plan. Then we assess any damage to the internal organs and hopefully get on with the task of removing the glass. Now, the best way to do that is to stop with his heart and put him on bypass.
Stop his heart?
I know it sounds alarming, but really, not having the heart beating may be the safest.
What do you think?
Well, it's Miss Shah's case, and strictly speaking, CT's not my discipline.
I don't really care, you're the boss. You must have an opinion. Do you agree?
It's one option, yes.
And the other option?
Bearing in mind your son's age, until we know exactly what damage the pole has generated, I think we'd be taking somewhat of a risk going for a bypass here.
Yes, but surely a bloodless field could be ideal in such a difficult situation.
Risk? What risk? Well, I want to know.
Yes, there is a risk, but it's a calculated one, and it's far outweighed by the obvious benefits.
What would you do?
I would like to tread carefully here. Go in there and just take out the pole.
Right, I want you to do that.
Can we just be clear here? A bypass would mean removing the pole and the glass at the same time. There would be no risk of any glass suddenly migrating.
I'm sorry, I really can't cope with this anymore. You're the bloody doctors and you can't even agree. I just want him to live. Whatever. You get that?
Chrissy's with Dan.
Her LFTs are all elevated. She's well on the way to cirrhosis of the liver. You can have a word with her?
Yes.
She's been asking for you. Says she just wants to get this over with. Did you manage to catch up with
her? Yes, I have. Can we talk about it later?
On Keller.
An abscess? Yeah, behind one of the new implants in the right breast, septicemia set in, which is causing the fever fits. Now, we need to get her into theater and drain it as soon as possible. Her organs are failing, and she is going into septic shock.
I don't understand. How can it be so sudden?
Well, I think this has happened before. Right, Rose?
A couple of days.
Sweetheart, what didn't you say?
I'm so sorry.
I don't think he has the right time.
Would she be okay? The headaches, the sickness, are they part of it?
Well, no, the concussion is a separate issue, and it's been distracting us from the main event.
I don't believe you. You weighed in there and completely undermined me when this morning there was no one better than me to step up.
Then what did you call me for?
For the appropriate GS support and the best possible outcome for my patient. Heaven forbid you should come out of your bat cave and do some real doctoring. I did not expect you to question my ability to make a clinical call. I'm the leading physician here.
Mrs. Blackman asked for my opinion. Now, I could hardly not give it, could
but
I?
But she can't make that choice. You know that. That's my job.
And you've considered this from every possible angle, have you? Your patient is 11 years of age. Do you think he could withstand a major crash? A heart attack, a stroke, myocardial infarction, not to mention bleeding out, edemas on the brain, body and lungs caused by the heparin? Are we looking at the patient's best interests here, or a classic case of Sahara grandstanding?
That is not fair, yes. The boy is in critical condition. There are no guarantees.
I'm just trying to get you to consider the conversation you would possibly be having with the boy's mother, in the unfortunate case that the risk doesn't pay. Really consider it. And if you're sure, absolutely sure, that the risk can be justified...
Fine. You win. I'll prep him for theatre.
She walks down a corridor on Darwin, looking upset. Greg waits for her.
Hey. Okay. Come on.
Man, has she been unlucky? Hey, nothing to do with you. Lucky for her, you spotted it.
The abscess, what caused it? Well, it could be any number of things. Could be the new implants.
Yes.
Or it could be the body's natural reaction to a foreign body being introduced. That is always a risk.
Or,
I don't know if the original implant I fitted was already leaking when Rose was admitted to St. James's.
And if they were?
Then there's the possibility that the silicone residue is what caused this. But I won't know that until I open her up.
How many women have you done this to? You put poison into them and then you just send them on their way. And they let you keep working. As a doctor, you know, you've people's lives in your hands. I don't know why you sleep at night.
Brendan walks off, and Michael closes his eyes wearily. Katie walks alongside Woody's bed as he's wheeled into theatre, then stands tearfully at the doors as they swing shut on her.
Can't you see what his game is?
Game? What game? Look, I obviously let him down today, and he doesn't trust me.
Oh, for
You're so naive. He's got you exactly where he wants you.
What are you talking about?
He builds you up. Oh, Miss Shaw, you're so great. You're so good, a beacon of excellence. You can handle anything thrown at you and all that bull. And then in he steps like some psycho Svengali, just to remind you who the daddy is and put you back in your box. Read the article. That's you. Your achievements. The cardiac trauma unit.
And he gave that to me. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe he's right. I mean, I've not worked for anyone else, have I? Maybe I need his approval, and that's the only way I can do it.
Yes, but why did he give it to you?
The good of the hospital.
Seriously?
Chris is at the nurse's station on AAU when Nigel calls Dan's mobile. Seeing him busy with Olivia, she answers it.
Hi, Nigel, it's Chrissy here. Yes, he's with a patient. Look, I know we don't know each other very well, but I just wanted to say it means a lot to Dan that you're going to be best man. Sorry?
She frowns.
Okay. I am going to have to operate. But before you sign the consent form, I need to talk to you about some test results. Your liver shows signs of serious...
Fine. I've heard it all before. So I drink. Let's move on.
That's as maybe, but we still need to have this conversation. Looking at your bloods, your habit may have serious ramifications. Your liver function's deteriorating and general anaesthetics becomes tricky. We'll have to monitor the clotting factor we give you, and obviously the risks increase.
Fine, whatever.
Look, I have a duty of care to you. We need to talk about this.
I talk about it ad nauseam with my therapist. So I hereby relieve you of your burden of duty. Just sort my arm out.
Fine. I'll get the forms.
He walks away, and Olivia grabs her bag again.
What are you doing answering my phone?
Sorry, it was Nigel, and I just thought I'd say hello.
Well, what did he say?
He was pretty shocked to be asked in the first place, because you're not really that close, but he hopes you don't mind, that he can't make it. Because guess what? He's taking his girlfriend away to Paris for their anniversary. Didn't sound much like a bad patch to me.
Okay, I get it.
So, what's going on? What are you trying to hide?
Why would I be hiding anything?
It's not like we haven't been here before.
Look, I'm needed up on Keller, so can you just prep Olivia for theatre for me, please?
Dan opens a door and walks straight into Chleiki.
Oh! Can't you know where you're going, stupid girl? Stupid bloody girl!
Greg's there.
Come on.
Sorry.
It's cleaned up. Get you another one.
Training.
That's holding up.
All right. Let's wash this out. Keep it for broad spectrum antibiotics.
Peri-arrest. She's in septic shock.
Oh, no, Rose. Come on, don't do this to me.
Sap's looking favorable.
With Woody.
Focus, Miss Shaw.
Sahira nods and, using both hands, starts slowly drawing the metal rod out of Woody's chest. Hansen watches as she gets it clear of the body, then he inspects the wound.
There's a little bit of bleeding, not too bad. Suction, please. See? We can remove any glass once he's stabilized. Very well done.
All right, come on.
With Rose.
Charge. Clear. Again. Clear.
Come on. She's back.
Woody's wheeled out of theatre, followed by Hansen and Sahira.
You give her the good news?
Katie, we've removed the pole and there's no major damage to organs. Obviously, he'll have to go back into theatre to clear any glass, but we're happy that we've eliminated the more pressing risk of the pole.
Thank you.
You can go with him.
We made the right call. Brian, I think we can salvage this.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. There's no evidence of any remnants from the original implant. This implant is intact. Looks like that abscess was spontaneous. Right, let's close her up. Fix her face while we got her here.
You, my friend, are cooking with gas.
This really isn't a good idea.
Really, isn't it? Tell you what, I'll just go up to the offie and come straight back. I'll just get another teeny tiny wee one of these, because you lot have stressed me out.
All right, let's get you back into bed.
Or what?
Listen, Olivia.
Listen, Olivia, Miss Grandage to you. You patronising. You don't even look at me like that.
What's going on?
There he is. Dr. Kildare.
She's been drinking in the toilet.
She has indeed. Glory be.
Right.
Look at you, Ken and Barbie. Barbie and Ken. But you're too old to be Barbie. Older than him, probably. Never works, sweetie. Especially if the relationship's a bit, what's the word, déclassé. How long do you think till he gets bored of you, eh? Look at those shifty eyes. Darling, wake up and smell the coffee. He hasn't looked you in the eye all day. Either he's having cold feet, or he's a shagger, or both.
Right, that's it. Get back into bed. You're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, I am, am I?
Olivia smashes the empty bottle on a bed table and cuts her hand. Katie's with Woody when Hlaki walks in and approaches Sahira.
Oh, I want 15-minute obs and half-hourly gases. Keep me informed at all times.
Of course.
Thank you, Hlaki.
Miss Shah? I wanted to apologise.
No, there's no need.
Yes, there is. You've been very kind. And
I only wish I could do more.
You can. I want to see Gavin.
Sahira nods. Michael's sewing Rose up with Malik standing behind him. They share a look.
All right, what is it?
A disco.
You queens.
Queens?
That's just in your DNA, isn't it? You can't wait till Saturday night.
Man, you are such an ignorant yank. It's an acronym, I just made it up. Abscess draining implant saving cosmetic operation as patented by the Spence.
Hmm, all right, I like it. But you do realize that guys who put the definite article in front of their names are officially card-carrying a-holes.
Hey, if the cap fits.
Bite me, Malik.
Katie kisses Gavin on the face, then turns and nods to Sahira, who replaces the sheet over him. Sahira steps over towards the door, away from the body, but Katie stays where she is.
Woke up bored this morning. Every morning I woke up bored. What I wouldn't give to wake up bored tomorrow morning.
Sahira watches her, neutrally.
Always dreaming of a different life. Big change, something to But I felt so stifled. And when you said before that it was Gavin, not Woody, I felt relieved. Because if one of them had to go, please God, don't let it be Woody. How awful is that? It is terrible. A terrible thing to feel.
No. No, you're a mother.
I let him make all the decisions. Then I blamed him for it.
Dan walks away from Olivia's bedside and goes to Chrissy's office.
I'm really sorry. You know that nothing she said is true.
It's always two steps forward, one step back with you.
I think I know where I am, and then some fib comes up, some missing link in the story.
And then I'm lost again. I'm not sure I can live this way.
Clayhi looks in on Sahira in the staff room.
Hey, just to let you know he's stable.
Thank you.
God, you look knackered. I'm getting a coffee. Do you fancy one?
Yeah. Americano, one sugar, please.
So, he's out, I hear. Hey, I know you didn't get your moment in there today, but...
I'm not bothered about that. I'm thinking of other things.
What other things? Like the meaning of life in the universe and why we're all here type thing?
No, more like the meaning of my life and why I'm here type of thing.
Ah, come on.
No, I'm serious. What am I doing? You only live once, right? Your family can be snatched away from you at any moment. You know, Rafi's been putting feelers out there for work, and I'm thinking maybe it's time to do the swap thing.
You are joking.
No, really. I never get to see my kids. I've given so much of myself to this place, and for what? I mean, what's really keeping me here?
What do you mean? Because people want you here.
No. Is it really worth it? Maybe I'm wasting my time. Maybe...
She looks at her pager and hurries out.
Must have migrated.
What's happening?
This is what you're afraid of, isn't it?
Tell me.
I need to get him to theatre. Henrik.
Mr. Hansen!
Right. Charge to 100. Clear. And again. Clear.
Everyone relaxes.
Right, let's go.
A nurse comforts Katie. Dan's with Olivia.
Your operation's rescheduled for tomorrow.
He paces to the end of the bed, and she raises her eyes.
You know you're slowly killing yourself.
I know what I am. I know who I am. Can you say the same thing?
Olivia looks away, resting her cheek on the pillow, and Dan glances round at Chrissy, who's in her coat, getting ready to leave. He goes over to her.
I want to talk.
We're putting him on bypass.
Hansen's also scrubbing up.
You did the right thing, I think. No, there's no way of knowing.
No. We took the safe option. The patient needed us to be bold, to take a risk. I didn't fight you hard enough. Look, I know that you have a lot on your plate at the moment, and I can't even begin to imagine the kind of pressure you're under. But if you start losing your nerve now, we're all finished. See you on the ice.
Brendan's by Rose's bedside when Michael walks up and knocks on the door.
Well, we've drained the abscess and managed to save the implant.
I know, your registrar told me. And I know it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, I don't think it matters. You were right.
No, no, no. If there's anyone to blame here, it's me. If she was having these fits, I should have noticed. She could have died.
Brendan, she is not a kid, and there is no way you could have known. She's carrying around a lot of baggage.
Right. I don't know how to fix that.
Michael goes in.
Forceps.
Hansen pauses.
We have to be quick, Mr. Hansen.
He takes the large tweezers from Sahira, and she holds the wound open while he reaches in with them.
That's right.
That's it.
All
right, I think I've got hold of it. Just don't move the heart. This piece is in danger of going into the esophagus. Right.
Okay.
No, wait, there's another piece of glass there.
Down on the floor, please.
He probes carefully and slowly.
There we are.
There's a bleed.
Nice and calm, everyone.
Okay, you stitch from your side, it's easy. I'll hold the heart.
Right.
She gives Hansen the instrument and he gets to work, calm but unconfident. Sahira holds the heart as he sews up.
One more. Okay. Good.
Paddles.
She places them in the cavity next to the heart. They both watch the monitor.
Right, let's get him off bypass.
Chrissy follows Dan onto an empty stairwell. He leans on the banister and she stands beside him.
Look, what I'm about to tell you makes no difference to us, how I feel about you, marrying you. But I don't want us to have any secrets from each other and...
What is it? Is there someone else?
No. God, no, how could there be? I love you, Chrissy.
Well, then what? What have you done?
I haven't done anything. It's not about what I've done. It's... I've never really acted on it. I mean, that's the point. You have to believe me when I say that, and I never will.
Dan, what are you trying to tell me? That you're attracted to other women? Is that it? Because if it is, I mean, that's normal. It'd be weird if you weren't.
Not women. Not just women.
She watches him, frowning.
What?
Dan avoids her gaze.
Dan, if this is a joke, it really isn't very funny.
Oh, does it matter? I mean, what's that good?
She steps away. Shocked, then turns and walks.
Chrissy. Chrissy, wait.
Dan's left leaning on the banister, shaking tearfully. Michael's with Rose.
Where's Brendan?
He's getting some air. He's kind of upset. He's blaming himself.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I guess that's just the kind of guy he is. You know, Rose, listen. There is no curse on you. What happened to your mother, to your grandmother, isn't going to happen to you. Now, you've got a guy out there who really cares for you. I think it's time to move on.
I'll try if you do. When did you last get a good night's sleep?
Well, you don't miss much, do you?
Nice hot bath, cup of chamomile. My mum was sore by it. Set those bags under your eyes or you won't hold on to that new boyfriend.
And as if by magic...
Huh?
Nothing.
Greg walks into ITU, where Sahira's been with Woody.
How is he?
Yeah, he's okay.
So, come on, dish. Is it true you said see you on the ice? What I wouldn't have given to see the Swede get a taste of his own medicine.
They notice Katie outside the door, and both walk over towards her. Sahira lets her in, but she stops before going over to her son.
I don't know how to tell him. I don't think I can go.
They both go towards him.
I don't think he will. Without his dad, you will. You both will. Did you ever think you could cope through a day like today? But you did, right?
Katie nods, then goes to Woody's bedside, bending down to stroke his face. Michael makes a chamomile tea in the staff room.
So whatever happened to that lap common bile duct exploration?
Oh, don't worry. Apparently Mr. Hansen has suddenly decided that he can be bothered to lift a scalpel after all.
You tell him we'll do it.
Now?
Yeah, give me a couple hours. I got a date.
What, you mean someone's actually desperate enough?
Woody slowly opens his eyes, with Katie sitting on the edge of the bed watching him. He looks at her and takes in his surroundings.
Where's Dad?
Katie's smile creases, and she shakes her head as she starts to cry. Sahira leaves, but stops in the doorway to look back at them before going on her way. In his office, Hansen carries the bird in one hand as he walks over to the window. He holds it outside and strokes its head with his thumb before letting it go. He watches with a faint smile as it flies away. Michael's sleeping peacefully in the call room with the empty mug beside him. Hansen finds Sahira on her way out.
I'm a sharp. I really don't know what astounds me more, what people classify as chocolate in this country, or that such an intelligent woman chooses to devour the quantities that you do.
Oh, come on, you only live once. Better walk on the wild side now and again.
You did well today, in theatre. Bye.
He walks on, but stops to look back at her.
It was much appreciated.
That's what I'm here for.
Very well. Onwards.
Hansen goes, leaving Sahira watching him. She smiles, takes a bite of chocolate, and follows.